All right, so if you're paying a lot for car insurance, maybe, just maybe, you have one of the cars that's most likely to get a speeding ticket. Here's the list. These are the cars that to get a lot of speeding tickets. Number 10, the Nissan 350. Number 9, the Dodge Charger.
Oh, yeah.
Number 8, the Dodge Ram 2500 pick-em-up truck.
Oh, my God, I never thought of a pickup speeding.
I know. You never do you?
No.
Number 7 on the list, the Dodge Challenger. Mm-hmm. Number 6, the Hyundai Veloster. Number 5, the one that does not make any sense in this, is a Dodge Dart. Dodge Dart is 5th on the list, mm-hmm. but the Dodge Charger is 9th. So I would be a little upset if I was driving a Charger or a Challenger to get more. If you're looking at it by, you know, the sign of how fast you're going, the Dart beats both of those cars. Number 4, the Infiniti G37. The 3rd car model most likely to get a speeding ticket, the Subaru Impreza. Number 2, the Volkswagen GTI. These were known as rabbits mm-hmm. in the old days. Mm-hmm. But they're really, you know, souped up now. And the number 1 car on the list most likely to get a speeding ticket is the Subaru WRX.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You've seen those, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those are cool cars.
Mm-hmm. So I just looked up the Dodge Dart.
Yeah.
And I see the thing here. It looks like a mom car.
It does?
Yeah.
Now, if you're driving a Challenger and you're not getting as many speeding tickets as a Dodge Dart, what does that say?
It says you don't have kids that you're trying to get to soccer practice. You're not trying to get to the supermarket. That's why these darts are going so fast.
We ought to take it would be interesting to find out who has the most speeding tickets in 1 year. Who's gotten the most speeding tickets? I think 1 year I got 2.
Wow.
I know.
I haven't had that many speeding tickets in my life. I think maybe, I don't know. I can only think of 2 or 3.
I remember after Pack the Pantry, when we did Pack the Pantry, it was in the winter.
Yep.
And then we had to come back to the station. You got pulled over for speeding on...
Right dead in front of Headwaters Park.
In front of Headwaters Park.
Yes.
And you forgot that day because I remember Carrie had to buy you coffee.
Yes. So I had left because typically, you know, I just drive down the street, go to the radio station, go to work. But we were at Kroger way out on DuPont, way, way out there. And I left the house in such a hurry, I forgot my wallet. And I realized it when I was there trying to buy coffee. So Carrie bought me coffee. And then I thought, well, I'll just zip. I don't want to be out here driving around with no license. So I thought I'll just zip home, get my wallet, and then pop back to the station and everything will be fine. And I'm going, I don't know, something like 38 down that road right in front of Headwaters, and the speed limit there is like 30.
Yep.
And I got pulled over. I mean, 30? I think the scooters downtown go like 35.
And then you had a whole ordeal with your license. I don't know what else happened.
Something. I didn't have my license with me.
Oh, so they gave you a ticket with no license.
Yeah, and the car was like not registered to me because it's my husband's car.
Oh my gosh!
It was such a hot mess, and he kept getting like every time I would add a layer of uncoolness to the story, he would get more and more irritated, and so then I kept trying to like bring it back, and I was like, "Sir, I just came from a charitable event."
Oh, you know, that helped. Did you get out of it then?
No.
Did he say just go?
No, he was just like even more annoyed. Like, I don't care where you're coming from. You're coming too fast.
Did you fall apart? You should have started crying.
I know. I should have.
You should have. When are you going to learn?
I don't know.
You have to fall apart, start crying, and then usually.
And it's weird because I'll cry, you know, at a commercial. but at that, I was just like, no, no. I really didn't think I was going to get a ticket was the whole thing.
I remember that day. That gave us a week's worth of material back then. That was
a week? We're still talking about it. It's been 2 years.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.